I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to Nathan Zagura, who joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's a Victory Friday. Nathan, hello.
Good morning, guys. Yes, a Victory Friday, and one that we certainly needed. And Ken, my voice, I think, has gone deeper as yours goes higher, so we're going to balance each other out right now.
Fantastic. Nathan, first question, did Denzel Ward have a good game? Because Lime and I kind of had a weird, like, all right, like, yeah, did he not? I don't know. Figure it out for us, buddy.
You know what, Ken? I'm going to have to watch the tape before I make a comment like that.
Okay. All right. All right, Hugh Zagura. What is that?
Listen to him.
Look, Deontay Johnson is a tough cover, and he had Deontay Johnson for a lot of the game. He ended up with 8 catches for 84 yards. Deontay, that's his 15th straight game with 5 or more catches. Now, the only person who has a longer streak in the league is Cooper Kupp. And so I thought Denzel was in good position on a couple of the vertical shots that they took. And ultimately, this defense, after a rough first half, and I have a little insight into that I'll give you in a second, in a rough first half, really settled in the second half. You force them on their first possession to punt, and then 3 straight 3 and outs. And that's when the Browns were really able to take control of this game, make it a 2-possession game. And so I thought defensively they did a good job. And then when you're up 9 with 6 minutes, very similar to Carolina, look, Pat Freiermuth made 2 incredible catches, and Mitch Trubisky, tip of the cap, made 2 incredible throws. But they did a great job forcing them to use time and settle for a field goal. So ultimately, I think this defense did a good job. I thought Denzel did a good job. But I do think Denzel can play better football than we've seen so far this year. We've seen it in the past, but I think it's coming. I thought that was a very good confidence-building second half for the secondary and Denzel.
Well, second half, absolutely. That game started to go in the way that maybe the first halves had gone for the Browns, just total dominance, you know, all the way around. And the Steelers just, they look like a different Steelers team. And I think the Browns had a lot to do with that, obviously, Nathan.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And so in the first half, Ronnie Harrison was injured in pregame warmups, hurt his hamstring, didn't play. The Browns had a plan to approach this game differently. And Ronnie Harrison was going to play a ton in this game as that big nickel, the third safety. That was going to be kind of our base defense for this game. So he goes out in pregame warmups, and that really changed the plan for the Browns defense. And I think that caused a little bit of confusion earlier. The choices were either put D'Anthony Bell in to that dime role. That's, he's kind of the backup there as an undrafted free agent rookie, making basically his first start against the Steelers, or they adjusted. So we played a little bit more base defense and a little more traditional nickel. And early on, it felt like in our traditional nickel especially, they were able to run that inside zone with Najee Harris, who had 45 yards rushing in the first half. Now, he finished with only 56, which was a good turnaround there. But it just felt like in the first half, we were a little discombobulated, as I think we were trying to make adjustments onto the fly to what our game plan was. They were able to go in at halftime, figure out exactly what they wanted to do, and I thought we saw a much different and better defense there in the second half.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the show. The 12 guys on the field situation, can you explain that? Happened 3 times.
Yeah, it can happen, and it happened too often, to your point. And this is the thing. It's fine to kind of nitpick, I think, some of these things, some of the details, and that's what I said on the broadcast last night, was the Browns are still missing a few of the details. So we still haven't played a full 60-minute game. It's much better to talk about them after a win, but you've got to get that, especially the one at the end that could have been, if the ball was just a few inches further up the field, that could have turned a 4th-and-5 where you're forcing them to settle for a field goal into a first down. And that would have been, I think, a very damaging blow in that situation, especially if it was a different situation, right? What if it was a, you know, a 4-point game? So I think for the Browns, there are still details that need to be cleaned up. There's communication that needs to be cleaned up on the sideline. And it seems like, you know, special teams, defense right now, that's where we got to get those things organized. I thought offensively last night, guys, I thought Kevin Stefanski put on a masterclass of play calling. I thought they were phenomenal in their formation uses to basically isolate Minkah Fitzpatrick away from the play. They were able with their motions in those empty sets to get a tell for Jacoby Brissett pre-snap if it was man or if it was zone. And if it was man, they often stacked the formation so that the single safety, Fitzpatrick, was opposite Amari, and you saw him just absolutely pick that team apart. And if it was zone, the Chief was doing a great job finding soft spots and making plays. So offensively, A+. Again, I think defensively, special teams, those communication issues you talk about on the sideline, you can't have that stuff. And as this team evolves during the season, eliminating those little mistakes, paying attention to the details, I think will go a long way, because look, we are much better offensively than any of us would have thought. And then now defensively, that needs to catch up. And I think special teams overall, a plus because of Corey Bohorquez. I thought the punter was phenomenal last night with his directional punting and big punting, but we got to hit those extra points and we can't have 12 guys on the field.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the hotline right now, giving his perspective from last night. So on the TV broadcast, Nathan, I think the term game manager was bandied about multiple times. Some fans today have called in and said Jacoby Brissett has been a great game manager. Do you think that's a slight to how well he's performed so far?
I think there are people who use game manager as a pejorative comment, and I think if it's being used in that way, it is a slight to the way Jacoby Brissett's playing. He's playing phenomenal quarterback. He is a game manager in the sense that he takes care of the football, which we saw, again, it's really never in harm's way. It's kind of amazing how well he does at identifying what the defense is giving him and knowing where the football should go. I think that he has done a phenomenal job in this offense, and boy, it's really nice to see a Kevin Stefanski offense, which creates easy reads for a quarterback, look easy. And I think that's something that it should do, and something that we haven't seen other than in glimpses prior to this. And so I think that Jacoby Brissett shows that he's got a plus arm. He's an absolute weapon in the sneak game. He's got 6 first downs now this year from quarterback sneaks. Heck, he almost scored from the 11 on a quarterback sneak in this one, which was awesome to see. But I think he's in complete command of this offense. I think that he is working perfectly in sync with Kevin Stefanski, who I think is calling great games. You go back to, we've already snuck it 3 times, and then we show them on 3rd-and-1 a sneak look again, and instead we run play action off of it, hit a big ball to Cooper. I think, by the way, Amari has been fantastic, and you look at that trade. Wow, what a job by the front office to get him first receiver to go back-to-back over 100 yards since Josh Gordon in 2013. So I think Jacoby, back to your original question, game manager, whatever. I think that means that he takes care of the ball and he operates the offense. He's not necessarily going to throw it down the field 50 times like a Justin Herbert or a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen. But what he's being asked to do, he's executing at, I think, right now, the last 2 weeks, an elite level. And you can see his arm is live. Boy, he almost knocked Cooper over on that one third down throw late in the game.
Well, yeah, because like we talked to Bernie Kosar before the game. I got to talk to Bernie twice, and he's like, yeah, you know, this is the type of game where the wind's going to knock a lot of things down. And, hey, I know the old stadium was built differently, so the wind swirled a little bit differently, obviously. But, boy, Jacoby just so strong with his passes, and he played so confidently. And you could tell there's a confidence with the play calling. There's a confidence with the quarterback, with the head coach that wasn't there last year. I'm not asking you to speak about that. I wish I could, but I'm not. Nathan, with these two, what's it been like within the first 3 weeks where it seemed like week one in Carolina was, yeah, we're trying to get to know you, and then over these last 2 weeks, it's really clicked?
I think part of it, too, and if you talk to Jacoby about it, in week one, he was just so amped up. Because remember, we had a shot play opportunity to Cooper. We had a shot play opportunity to Kareem Hunt, and he was just a little bit off. And I would say he was just a little bit off in that game relative to what we've seen certainly the last 2 weeks. And in the NFL, just a little bit off makes a big difference. It is the ultimate game of inches, as Al Pacino once told us in any given Sunday. And it's true. And so I think it's just more that he's gotten calm. They've gotten him in a good rhythm early, and that helps a quarterback. You know, in Carolina, it was the first few offensive possessions where we struggled. But let's not forget, we still put up 26 points as an offense in that game. So I just think that they have gotten into a good rhythm. I thought Kevin Stefanski, again, did an incredible job using formations, using multiple tight ends to dictate to the Steelers' defense the way they would play. In fact, if you watched last night, and go watch it back, so many times we were able to stack formations so that Alex Highsmith, who is their best pass rusher without T.J. Watt out there, was dropping into coverage. I think he dropped into coverage like 33, 40% of the time. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was just a great job, and yes, they're in a great rhythm. The team absolutely loves Jacoby Brissett. He's there for the guys. He certainly is focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's doing his job well and helping this team win games, and they have done that. And really, we all know it. They should be 3-0, but 2-1, you absolutely will take, because if you were going to be 3-1 in the first quarter, and that was my goal for this team, the one place that you didn't want that loss to come was in the division against the Steelers. You check that box. Now you go to Atlanta with a chance to continue what is a pretty positive start, I think, to the season.
Nathan, obviously in sports, fans love to kick people on the way out. I do want to know, because we've had people reference it, is it fair to say today, or is it a reach that Kevin Stefanski is enjoying the Jacoby Brissett under center experience more than maybe the Baker Mayfield experience?
I don't know that there's – you don't even have to compare them. I think that everybody
– Oh, people are. Nathan, people are.
Yeah, but I don't have to. That's for them to do, which has been – and kudos, more power to them. I think Kevin Stefanski is very much enjoying Jacoby Brissett, and I would say that the locker room is very much enjoying Jacoby Brissett.
Well, then. Whoa! Wow! Mike Florio, line 8. Mike Florio, line 8. Cade York, the trust level. Where are we at percentage-wise here, bud?
I mean, you want it to be at 100. And look, the kid is incredibly talented. He's had two extra points now that have gotten away from him. I thought it was important that he came back and made that field goal, which was basically, you know, just a long extra point length. And I thought that was a big kick for him. He's done a great job on the kickoff. He's got again, it's the little details. Those are the things we can't let get away from us. And I think, Cade, I have all the confidence in the world in Cade York to still be an elite kicker and a weapon for this team. So my confidence still remains very high. I would like to see those extra points go through the uprights, though.
Nathan, it's one of the things we try to do as, you know, radio hosts. We try to evaluate this team. We try to compare them to other teams around the league. It's so early. You get bonkers results early in the season. Obviously, we know last Sunday you had all sorts of ridiculous results. How can you evaluate the Browns so far against the three caliber of teams that they have played?
I think you evaluate the Browns based on the Browns right now. And yes, you're comparing them to the rest of the league, but look, it's a tough league to win it. In 1 week, you know, the Baltimore defense looks decent against the Jets, and actually pretty good against Jets. And the next week, Tua Tagovailoa carves them up for 6 touchdowns. And so I think a lot of things are kind of settled after week one. That's who somebody is. And then in week two, as we saw, it's not that easy. Look, the NFL, there are a lot of good players in this league. And you think about the receiving core that was in with the Jets, which is, I think, a very, very good one. Last night's was very, very good. What is clear to me is that this offense can function against anybody. It's clear to me that Nick Chubb is one of the best, probably the best running back in the NFL right now, period, bar none. He and Kareem Hunt, certainly the best tandem, and that Amari Cooper has established himself as a premier receiver with us, which that's what some people were worried about. We've seen what he's done, you know, the 5,000-yard seasons, the 4 Pro Bowls prior, but what would he be with us? And so far, the returns are good, back-to-back 101-yard games. Defensively, that's the question, right, Lima? I think if you were to say, what are we defensively? It's not like we face 3 juggernauts on offense, and I think everybody, it's fair to say everybody knows that. I think what the real test for us and for this team is really going to begin in week number 5 with the Chargers, and that's 7-game stretch. So the idea right now is, you know, it's hard to go 4-0, even if there's 4 games you should win. Now, the Browns will be favored again in Atlanta. They were not favored week one, so in the 3 or 4 games, you weren't favored once, you're favored 3 times. If you can handle that business, be 3-1, you're right where you should be. And I think that would say you took care of business, which is something that's not easy to do in the NFL. Those next 7 games, that's where the Browns will probably be favored once in those 7, and that's where we'll find out how we stack up with a lot of the rest of the league and the type of competition we're going to need to be able to compete with and beat if we want to go to the playoffs.
At Nathan Zagura on Twitter. He is Nathan Zagura. Nathan, we thank you very much for the time. Have a wonderful weekend, Monfrere.
You got it, Montfer. Enjoy the victory, Fred, and you make all the happy noises you want, Ken.
Thank you very much. Nathan Zagura on the UH Browns Radio Network, Browns color analyst with Jim Donovan and Gerard Cherry on the sideline. By the way, Browns -3 right now, installed at Atlanta coming up on October 2nd. That's next Sunday, October 2nd. Who does Atlanta play on this Sunday? Who does Atlanta play this Sunday? Has anybody got a...
Seahawks.
Having to redo. They got Seattle. Is that at home or is that
Seattle?
Oh boy,
I miss those pocket calendars I used to be able to get at the convenience store. That was right there at the end of NFL when I was like 11 years old. I'd have every team schedule. Instead, now we Google it, but it actually was quicker when I had the pocket schedule.
I should get a huge whiteboard and have Baskin have to put all the opponent schedules up there too. He'll be writing forever. He'll be like a beautiful mind in here. That's what he's going to have to do. All right, you guys all coming up next. We've got people on hold. Got to get to the phones. Coming in hot, 940. And it's a great question to have. It's a great question to ask. Who's better? They both wear orange and brown. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima here on The Fan.
Kareem Hunt.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wanted to trade publicly for 24 hours. We've had Njoku.
Well, Zach warned me about that.
They just say
that.
No.
Zach Jackson warned me about that. I swear to you. So a few years ago when they started assembling some talent on the football team, like they're 2-1, but you know they're a pretty good football team. How good? We'll find out. Zach did say, he goes, there's going to be guys. He's like, your show's going to be a little different here. And I said, how so? And he goes, there's going to be guys who start asking for trades. Zach was right. Zach Jackson. I know we all make fun of each other here, but he said, your show's going to be a little different because guys are going to start asking for trades. He goes, in other cities on good teams, guys ask for trades. Because there's guys who know that there's not going to be room for them and things like that. Now, this is back when we thought we were going to pay Baker $45 million a year, things like that. He thought that, and he was right. And David Njoku, it's been a winding road with him. He's been great blocking. And I think for David Njoku, like yesterday in the pregame, I brought it up with Andy. I said, well, if he's doing what they're asking him to do, who cares if he's how much he's paid? It ain't my money, and he's obviously getting paid what they think he's worth. So it doesn't matter there. Now, Kareem Hunt is an interesting situation because Kareem Hunt is a very good running back. It's just the amount of money that you're going to have to spend next year is probably not commensurate with what you have with Kareem Hunt. That's why you have Jerome Ford on this football team.
I wonder what D'Ernest Johnson's thinking because – he has no chance to up his value for a potential new contract.
At least he was suited up last night. Yeah. I mean, Demetri Felton wasn't active last night. You had Chester Rogers last night. I almost said Charles. Boy, Chester Rogers did this thing at the end. Did you see him accept that punt at the end of the game?
No.
He did like this spin. I go, sheesh, you got some stones on you, pal. Like, I know that he's returned a lot of punts in the past. I'm like,
holy. Called the Rogers rule.
Cow. Because, like, I'm like, he didn't fair catch that. He just spun and took. I'm like, whoa. It's like, all right, you got some pills on
you,
buddy.
That feels like the difference between a punt returner and a running back wide receiver who they
said, go return
the punt.
I want to get Demetri Felton involved in the offense, and I think that was special teams as a six-rounder is a way to get Demetri Felton involved, and now I can't get Demetri Felton involved, and he wasn't involved at all. He wasn't in – He wasn't in uniform last night. So, you know, just because he's a pet cat of mine doesn't mean he can, you know, really play for it. You got to be able to contribute. 216-578-0092. Big argument got started. Not an argument, but a big argument got started about, you know, the trust in Kevin Stefanski. I think that there's trust between him and Jacoby Brissett, and a big conversation to have there. I think that that's something that we could definitely get into next week. There's also, who's the best Cleveland Brown? We've always been saying Myles Garrett, but there's been this underrated feeling with Nick Chubb and how this offense is ran and how well this team is, how well this team plays with Nick Chubb. It goes without saying, you've had quarterbacks with certain limitations. Now, Jacoby Brissett played exceedingly well yesterday. Exceedingly well. Take nothing away from Jacoby Brissett. However, his table is set because of Nick Chubb. Baker's table was set because of Nick Chubb. Myles Garrett, does the defense wind on him? I think absolutely. Now, you would say that he would like to have Jadeveon Clowney back. I think that's fair. I mean, he doesn't even have Chase Winovich now. Not that, I don't know, I didn't think Chase Winovich was God's gift to pass rushing regardless, but either way, he doesn't even have him back there, so there's a lot that Myles Garrett's going to have to deal with there because he's the guy that they have to key, he's the sole person they have the key on now. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for Myles Garrett. Is Myles Garrett the best Cleveland Brown or is Nick Chubb?
I've said Myles Garrett, but Nick Chubb, especially not having Watson, and again, you know, Brissett's been great and all, but Brissett's been great because it's been second and three. It's been third and one. Mm-hmm. You know, that changes everything when it comes to your quarterback play. I don't care what quarterback you have out there, and that's because of Nick Chubb. And Kareem Hunt, really good. Nick Chubb on another level, and I think everybody is now seeing that. And the difference in public perception just in three games on Nick Chubb now, just based on the fact he's not getting the ball only 16 carries a game, he's up over 20 now. That's a huge difference, and True. You're seeing why when he averages 5 yards a carry.
216-578-0092. Let me get to Josh in Florida. You're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hello, Brownies. Hello.
Boo! Boo! First place. Sorry. First place Browns.
That's how we do it, baby. Like I said, you get the win in Pittsburgh, everyone's going to forget about all the bad feelings. I'm not going to talk about Stefanski if he won me over. We'll wait till we face better teams. But if we're talking about Nick Chubb, dog. We're talking about Myles Garrett, dog. All these guys are dogs. We got dogs on the team.
Colin Sexton. Oh, he's not here anymore.
Yeah. Well, hey.
That's why I wrote Donovan. Donovan Mitchell. That's why.
Dog.
Okay, yeah, he broke the. Dog. That's why. Okay, thank you very much. He broke the guitar. That's what it was. Thank you.
Might have been a little rough at first, but he figured it out.
There we go.
Well, they gave him a microphone, and I think they were running late. They had to get going, and they kind of waved him off like, no, we don't have time for a speech. Let's go. Let's smash that guitar.
He was supposed to give a speech.
Well, they gave him a microphone.
They had Garland with the microphone as his roadie of some sort.
To hype him up. Hey, you know what?
Garland's running cords down there.
I saw some people commenting. I got to say, a tradition has to start somewhere, and the theme fits, so why not? Why not make it something? And it seems like the fans there, when they're directed to it, they get excited about it, so why not?
I don't think it's a bad thing. Again, some people are like, well, it's corny. It's like, yeah.
Everything's corny.
It's pro football. All those things are that way.
They gimmick the guitar a little too well because it does fall apart pretty quickly.
they wire it with explosives.
I think last week was the first one, obviously. Joe was the first one. Joe had to give it like four whacks and it came apart. So I don't imagine Donovan Mitchell's as strong as Joe.
I'm sure they said, hey, we're going to put some cuts in there. And Joe said, no.
Kansas City does it, like I said before. Seattle does it. I think it's perfectly fine. I think it's fun. It gets the people going. Continue to do it. Some people go, well, it's overblown. We do too much rock stuff. Okay, it's the rock. It's a Hall of Fame city. It's a rock and roll city.
It's 100 feet away from the stadium.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and do it. I think it's fun. 216-578-0092 or 0090.
Get him going.
Coming up next, coming in hot. You know how it goes. Anything goes. That, week six, the Sharps and Vermilion have sent the lines for all you high school psychotic degenerates. It's coming up next. live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.